because I know he's very, very honest, and asked him what to do when devotees totally get on your nerves. I was a young devotee, and I was on the Mayapur festival, and on one day 20 elephants walked over my heart. And I knew, at least in the Dham, I don't want to make Vaishnava aparat. If anywhere. No. And I asked him, and when he saw that I asked him so sincerely, I had a problem, he really said, "Should I tell you something honest? It gets too much to me also." And then he said, "But I also don't want to commit Vaishnava aparat. So what I do, I know it's not the most spiritual." And he told me his secret. "I see people as data." Data? Data means, also, als Daten. Yes, like our Dinanath will know. Yes, if you have if your computer does some things, it does it because of the program which it has, the informations in the program, right? You can't demand a poesy from your computer. You know, you write down poesy. Dali Dali, you know, quick, we want some poesy, some good poem. If it is not programmed like this, you can wait for millions of years. Doesn't do it, you know. There's no need to become angry. You unpoetical computer? Any child can make at least a child poet. Poem, you know. Hänschen klein ging allein durch die weite Welt allein, oder wie, anyways. Any child can do it, you know. Please. You can't. And then you become angry. So? You know. No, human beings are also, they have informations. They have a certain paradigm, a certain way how they look into the world. And if you see someone acting in a way, that's just the way I don't want to say it like this, but that's his informations. That Atmano, how is it in Sanskrit? Atmano manjate jagat. Everyone sees the universe according to his own vision. And he thinks that's the universe and not your universe. So then, this sometimes helps. But ultimately we have to come to the spiritual vision. See, he is a devotee, or even if she is a devotee, she has surrendered to Krishna, or he has surrendered to Krishna. He's totally different than we are. And most probably, if I would see myself the way that person sees me, I would not think myself to be so great. I'm sometimes trying this in an analytical way. I move and make a little meditation and move outside of my body and sit with you in a lecture. I think, impossible. This energy. What does he think? He more spiritual things, Sachinandan Swami. You know, and so on. If you always have learned to have a conscious critic next to you, you might be able to see how others can see you. It works. Yeah, we have to, Braj Mohan, I know you're next, but we have to go. It becomes a little unbalanced. Our left brain is not stimulated, or right brain, half of the room. Yeah. Should we behave equally humble to devotees and non-devotees? No, there is a difference. The difference is that devotees are already engaged in the service of Krishna. And as Madhyam Adhikaris, we are making distinctions between those who are innocent, those who are demoniac, those who are devotees, and those and the Supreme Lord. The Lord we worship, the devotees we want to make friendships with, the innocent we want to help them really and preach to them, and the demons we should avoid. Even if there's a little punk inside who tells us, go to the demons, fight it out, you know. It's best to avoid them. Because we might get influenced by the punk ethos. And anyways, but there's nothing wrong with punk. I'm speaking of demons, obviously, who do demonic things. Not necessarily the punks or the... These four things we should distinguish. If we make friendship, for instance, with the non-devotees, it brings you down. Devotees have told me they go to Christmas to the parents. I think it's wonderful. I think it's the best time to go to the parents because it's a very emotionally charged time, and with one good visit you can really satisfy them. I think we should go to the parents on Christmas Day. But if the parents are non-devotees, you must be very careful to really reveal the deepest things of your heart. Or sometimes devotees go to psychologists. That's an interesting point. The reason why they go there is because they need to talk what's really in their mind. And they feel, if I talk to devotees, the next day it will be on com all over the movement and faxes all over the movement. Many devotees have this experience in their life where they shared something very deep deep with others, and then you ask them, now why do you go to psychology? We have such nice philosophy. And they say, I know, but I'm going there because if he talks, he will lose his job, and therefore he will not talk. Do you know a priest who, or a psychologist who? Psychologist who talks, he loses his job. You can go, he kind of behoves geheimnis. No, it's called professional secret or no. Something like this. So devotees in our movement need to be more aware of this point, to keep things which are confidential to themselves. Why should the devotee go to a non-devotee? And then he will say, Oedipus complex, and you know, libido, and neurosis, suppression, you know, just be yourself, you know. And mix the pure devotee up in his mind, his head. Preachers know this. Sometimes when a devotee comes, you just have to be silent and just listen for an hour, and then everything is all right again. So we don't humble now. This humility, but the humility, Regina, is something which we should always have inside. Our behavior may be different, But inside we should just be rooted in a spiritual concept that I am a soul. I'm not even a mataji. I'm not even a student. I'm a part of Krishna. Then you can practice humility. Then the theory, this humility can accompany you even when you go to the concerts and distribute prasadam to people. But if it is not there, the humility will leave you. But you may externally behave different. Oh, a humble person is also a human being. Yes, he may be. The devotees are. See, our whole tradition encourages emotions, but spiritualized emotions. So devotees, I find out, are very emotional people, very easy hurt, and very easy pleased also. A humble person is a human being also. Let's not forget to be humans, but sometimes we may say, okay, my dear human nature, that's you here, I'm here. Yeah, be disturbed. And, just be somewhere else. Now, because I know this is a perplexing question, I want to give you another dimension of humility. Once Narada Muni had a disciple, a snake. So when the boys found out he's an accepted disciple, they came, took the snake, and just whirled him around and battered it, the snake, and threw it away. So after 2 weeks, I believe, the snake came back on his. Here, my beads are back. Here, take my neck beads back. Don't call me Krishna Das any longer. Tall. Call me the biting monster. This is more realistic. What happened to you? Why are you so depressed? Said Narada Muni. Why do you want to give back your initiation? You know they will kill me. They have heard that I have to be humble. They will kill me after some time. I almost died in the last attack of the whole village boys. I almost died. It was next to death. Therefore, you can call me the biting monster again. No, said Narada Muni. He patted the snake on the head. He cried, the snake. No, don't be sad. I told you to not bite. But this does not mean you cannot show your hood. You know, the cobra goes up, shh. Then you know it's serious. I didn't want to go this way. This is sometimes you need to say enough, but you have to know that it's really, who was it? I hear that it's really enough, you know. I can't tolerate it any longer. I'm a human being, Sorry for making my point. Yes, Malini, können wir gerade, wir halten dich fest, weil Vraj Mohan wartet schon. It's so nice that it's going, Hare Krishna. We have nothing else to do than taking breakfast in a little while. Vraj Mohan, yes.
Sometimes we accept some situations which are not really, we don't feel like taking them, but we still accept this and say yes, just for sake of satisfying, just for some false detachment or false humility, just to satisfy this person. Just the thing he thinks. That, oh yes, he is hungry, but actually we are inside, we are really suffering, we don't want this situation, we don't want to do this. If we say yes, because
Vraj Mohan's philosophy is directly taken out of the Balkanitska Psycholotsky, Balkan psychology. Their devotees, I've very often seen this. Anyways, I don't want really to go too deep into this here, but very often devotees assert themselves as authorities, and then, no, this is something else. In Balkan temperament means you want to be friend with everyone. In the Balkan areas, the government, everything is ruled by friendship. When you are friend to someone, you can get anything. Isn't it, Nandadula? You can get any, also official things. You can go to an official person and say, just put your stamp here, won't you? You get a bottle of Slivovic. Isn't it? You can get anything if you have the right connection. He is the son of maybe the next president of Macedonia. Yes, Virachandra, I wanted to say, Virachandra's father, very nice father. Actually, Virachandra's father is one of my, we couldn't make a very deep relationship because of not meetings. So, but he's such a sympathetic man, he might become the next president of Macedonia. We should all, you know, when it comes time, pressure our thumbs, because Virachandra has a big influence over him. Yes, yes, yes. No, no. The fathers in Balkan are hopelessly attached to the son, isn't it? Yeah, hopelessly. I mean, don't show him the tape, please. I don't mean it as a bad quality. I just appreciate him very, very much. I mean, he will have to find some good friends. It's very simple. To become president. Maybe some others. He's also very qualified, and people know it for this type of work. But. Yes, so that is with us when we come from the Balkan. We know we can get everything if we are a friend to someone. And I've never seen anywhere else, maybe in Vienna, that so much back-talking goes on. Because they try to be nice. Yes, I'm your friend, I'm your priya, I tell you. You know, but then in the backside, this person, really, and then it goes, you know. Yeah. Isn't it Nandadula? I've never seen this. So much criticizing, even in our temple. So much criticizing. Everyone criticizes everyone else in the universe. Because it's artificial, this type of feeling. And this type of humility is actually only the humility of the go-and-getter. I want something, therefore I feel harmed if I say, I might lose the friendship of this person. Hare Krishna. Is it all right? Does it relate to your friend? This is the Karmi world. You wanted to know about the devotee world.
Yes, I just wanted to know, I mean, how to learn to say no sometimes.
How to learn to say no? Yeah, you write a big no in your notebook, and then you sit there and exercise. No, no, no. But the art is to say no in a nice way. The way you, I'm speaking now of the, please don't get me wrong. I'm speaking of the things when you can't do it because you have no time, you have no energy. What you can do to say positively no is, my dear Krishna Das, I'm thanking you that you want to engage me in devotional service. Let me tell you what I'm doing throughout the day. And then you list it. See, I'm already booked out. This happens on the. It's not my own. It's the temple commander or so and so. And then everyone will respect it. This the nice way to say no. Or if you can't do something, you can say, "My situation is so. I did so much service now and." I need to read an extra amount of hours. I feel that my spiritual level is going down, and if you don't want to see a wreck in the next few hours, then I need to read now. Is it all right? But can I do maybe the service somewhere else? Sometimes another service? Say it nicely because we want to be gentlemen. Ladies. Malini?
I wanted
to ask if to be humble is not the beginning to become humble, or just to become honest, or
is
the first step to becoming humble honesty?
To become honest first?
Yeah.
With ourselves, and then
ach so, sonst ist alles so verkehrt und künstlich und so. I think yes, Malini is asking, what is the relationship of honesty to humility? And I think it's very very important to be honest to yourself and have a good self-estimation. And also know where are the difficult areas. Where are the areas where I can be so easily disturbed? And then avoid this area. I mean, work on this area. Maybe you get disturbed very easily when someone brings out the woman's point. Maybe this totally enrages you and you can lose your balance and spiritual vision. Maybe. I'm just saying. Or maybe you become disturbed totally when someone steals the maha from your plate. As an example. And maybe this happens again and again and again, and you know when this comes. I'm up on the ceiling and I'm then this may be, it is good to be honest and say, this is my hang up, this is my situation where I need to deal with in a responsible way so that I can make spiritual advancement no matter how wrong I see everything and who no matter how wrong things are even, you know, we will try to change, but I want to not be, I don't want to go again into the material world because someone always steals my sweet from the plate. I don't want to be born again because of this. So I have to learn to deal with this. I really think Malini brings out a very relevant point. The point is, if you want to change anything, it's not enough if you have an overall feeling. Let me say it like this. If it works, when you have an overall feeling that I'm a conditioned soul and this motivates you enough or gives you enough work, good, fine, then you are Paramahamsa Vaishnava. But for many of us, it's very important to know what specifically drives us mad and work on that. Where is this, where is my Achilles Ferse? Nicht? My Achilles heel, it's called. Varian.
You said that these main points which you presented, we should apply in our chanting. Could you say something
about it? Yes, Varian Prabhu said the main points which you have mentioned, these four things we should apply in our chanting. Could you tell us, please, how to do it? I'm very happy for this question. It really means you must apply them in your life. Just like with the 10 offenses. They are rules which govern the life. When you chant and you think, you know, and if you don't offend your guru when you chant, and you that's not enough. You have to not offend him in the real life. Most probably one doesn't. I mean, the offenses which one does are really not happening so much during the japa. During a japa, this offense which specifically happens during japa, which you have to specifically look out for when you are chanting your rounds, is inattention. That happens specifically during japa. The others, you are thinking it's a ritual that sometimes also. Sometimes the offenses blend into japa, several offenses, but many are really for life practice. So in the same way with this Trinada P verse, you have to practice it in your life. Zivya. Very good question. Does humility come automatically when we do service which we don't like? It really depends. If you do the service in a resentful way, also dass du dich dagegen sträubst, in a resentful way, and you think, oh, why me? There's no reason in the universe why it's me who has to do this service. Then you perform devotional service under the influence of the mode of passion. And that result is not so good. And ignorance. But if you do it with a true way, true feeling, as it works wonder. I want to confess to you, to all of you privately, there were times when devotees almost threw me out of the temple because I was so arrogant. For 16 years, I was the, you know, Hamburger Junge, the boy from Hamburg. Those who are in Hamburg know what that means. And it would manifest especially in the way I would talk about things. You can sometimes see this harsh talk still. We are not, has not conquered, not totally conquered as of yet, but we are working on it. So, at one time, it was during a Jamashtami, we had to fast, and finally I was getting the vision opened a little bit more, and one felt really some Krishna's presence, or the deities were so beautiful. And I understood, you are suffering only because you are not humble. Now do something. This is what I saw the message. And the next day I went to the temple commander and said, may I scrub the toilets, please? And I did it for many, many years. Still, when I was translator, I was scrubbing the toilet. You know, real good where anyways, not the place to really talk about how to scrub a toilet, but purposefully I made this. And I know other devotees. I know a very famous actress who has become a devotee. I told her, if you want to make advancement, scrub the toilets when you come to the temple. This is my advice. You don't need to do it, but she was asking me, what do you do? I said, scrubbing toilets. What else? So good. But if you do such a service, so enough with this word, if you do such a service and you think, by me, then you cannot make advancement. Then you are highly contacted by passion, and that will manifest in anger towards others. Govindananda. Oh, I'm feeling very close to Rohini Sutta Prabhu now. I'm getting I feel empowered. It's almost as if he is here. I want to say I will take two more questions after Govindanandana, and the rest of we have to keep for later. Yes.
When we have a situation like in the Bhakti Sangha group, then some devotees are not they are falsely humble, and then we hear afterwards what they really want to do, but they don't want to say it on the Bhakti Sangha group. My question is how to help devotees to be not to be falsely humble and to open
themselves up. Yes. How to help a devotee or someone who doesn't say really what he thinks and so on, how to help him? The best way is really to let him, to give him air to speak, give him some space where he can explain himself, maybe by asking questions, maybe you know, if he just feels confident to talk, so on. This is not something spiritual, by the way. It comes from these from Sridhar, anyways, this, how is it called, first seek to understand, then make yourself understood. It's a simple communication technique. If someone is closed about something and you feel it's necessary that he brings it out, you have to give that person the confidence that he can talk to you and that you want to know.
But then sometimes there is a relation like during the Bhakti Sangha program, all nice and they're inspired, like it looks like, oh, this really inspired them or something like that. But later you
find out, yeah,
it wasn't that. They just made facade out and something like that.
Yeah, it depends what your relationship is with the person. If you can solve it by going to that person directly, fine. maybe someone else, maybe your wife should go. This always works. People are sometimes afraid of talking to the authority, especially in the area which you're coming from, for the reasons which were given. I've lost my voice yesterday.
Are we allowed, when we realize that the problem is ours and that these situations are brought about by Krishna to show us that it's for us to learn, are we then allowed to go and pray to Krishna? Please. Are we allowed?
We must. That is brings a very nice point, Jane, which you have raised. It won't be very long for, but I want to find it. I wrote this down somewhere. Not somewhere, but in this lecture. Humility is actually a present of Krishna. We must ask for this. Humility is given to you like bhakti is given to you. You have to work on it and show you that you want it, but Krishna will give it to you. And if you have a specific thing and it disturbs you, we can do. We always hear we shouldn't ask Krishna for material things. That's why you asked the question. But there are eight types of Vaishnava prayers, by the way. But without getting too technical here, one type is to open your heart with your daily concerns to Krishna. It is an authorized way, and it comes up in Prabhupada's books. It comes up, I think, three or four times. But the general mood is, if we pray, we should glorify Krishna for his pleasure. We should sing Govindamadi Purusham and so on, as we do each morning. But this is also authorized. It's a little bit more private. There's not so much talk about this done, but it is totally authorized.
I found that it transformed the situation.
Yeah. However, Jane said she found out it transformed the situation and it helps you maybe to deal with your Achilles heel. However, you must observe one thing here. When you pray in a personal way, it should be from the heart. You should really mean it. Samadhu, it should be with full concentration. Sometimes Krishna will bang us until it comes from the heart, until we really see no other possibility. Krishna, he has something which I have not given to anyone. Will you take it? It's my dirty heart. You see, here is especially the problem. Can you do it, but not with so much pain, please? The Lord will hear you. Yes. I saw one thing. I saw Krishna Laya. Yes. You must speak again. I have grown old. I can't hear so well.
So once the devotee told me that we can use a crowd in Krishna consciousness.
We can use pride in Krishna consciousness.
For instance, we can pride.
This from Narottamdas Thakur. We can use pride in Krishna consciousness. Well, you can be proud. I'm part of the family of devotees. That's how, but not more. But not I'm so big, you know. You're a devotee. You're part of the family. a low-class member of the family, I mean, not low-class, this is not, a lowly member of the family. Did I interrupt you? I have the feeling I interrupted you. Yes, it is correct. It is, I can give you the verse in, it is from Narottamdas Thakur. You can also engage lust, by the way. To have more and more service. Then, what else? Greed, to have more and more knowledge. Anger, you can be angry against the non-devotees. And what else? Illusion. You can be in the illusion, Krishna, I will never make it. You're not here. This is how is it said? In the illusion that Krishna is not present. This is a very high state of illusion, I know. It's maybe not so relevant, but the only thing you cannot use, listen very carefully, is very much connected with pride. It's called envy. That has to be given up totally. I'm sorry, we had said two, we should be people with principles. The two questions were done, but you are a man of intelligence. You can remember the question. There are other opportunities to ask it. Thank you all very, very much for hearing. Thank you also very much for the yesterday evening. I really hope that I was not the only one who enjoyed it. It is sometimes strenuous to be for so many hours and just chant and chant and chant. But believe me, although it is strenuous sometimes, it's the best medicine. You will see it. You might have felt sad after the experience. You might have felt this and that after the experience. You might have felt emotions you don't know after the experience. But that's good. It means the cleaning is going on. This Harinamda. And I want to thank also our Krishangi. Most of the pictures were from her private collections. Isn't it? Her very private collections. So very thankful that you shared them with the world. Sometimes one hoards the nectar, but and Kamala Kanta was the one who put it together very tastefully, isn't it? How it went. And the best was when Radha blessed us all. That was really the best, isn't it? No? Oh, we forgot already. There were so many. Hare Krishna. And do you remember then we went before the deities and made our arati? And then we sang. And Gadara became like he always is in Kirtan. Zoom! You know, like a rocket. So very, very nice. Krishna Jivani. I was remembering how Krishna Jivani actually, she joined before her material career started. She was to be on the TV with her rock band. She's a rock singer of very well known at that time. And she had Sunday you would be on TV. Are you here? Sunday or Saturday? I remember better than you. It was Saturday or Sunday. And then there was a time she would have to go from Rijeka to go to her big concert and become the success passionate girl in the world. And then she just came. I don't want to go. Can I stay? And I said, do I have to decide this? Yes, I want to stay and hear the lectures, and I want to give up this world, and my the manager of my group or the leader of my group is anyway a gangster, and I want Krishna now. And then Krishna Jivani just did not come. And they couldn't do anything because she was the singer. I mean, without a singer. Isn't it? And yesterday she again sang for Krishna. Very nice. Hare Krishna. Maybe today we should have a 10-hour namaskar. Thank you for your polite applause. No, I'm just joking. I know that many of you received a lot of life. So see you all together at 4 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki.